Right, on to the agenda proper. Item three, proposed new piazza fronting onto the City Gallery and City Hall. This is a proposal that has been developed by the Harbour Unit and ASD and LCSD, and they're going to brief us on their latest thinking today. Again, just to put up a marker, if you like, this is a conceptual proposal. It's intended to establish a general direction, if you like, and there may be items of, if you like, street furniture or individual items that you might think could be changed or should be changed, but let's try and keep it at the conceptual level when we come to the discussion. And I think with us we have Winnie and team from Harbour Unit, we have Alice Young and team from Architecture Services Department, and we have Randa Wan from LCSD. And I think, Winnie, you're going to brief us. Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Before we start, let me first recap some background of the project. This, if members may recall, that the urban design study for the new harbourfront, that is the UDS, was commenced in 2007, and it has undergone two stages of extensive public engagement exercise. And among the recommendations, there are two relevant recommendations that is relevant to today's project. It's recommended that the Queen's Pier will be reassembled between the Pier number 9 and 10 to revive its pier function for public use, and also to include memorial elements at the original site of the Queen's Pier. So let me first show members on the location plan and these two projects. But today we will be focusing on the Piazza project. So from the plan, as you see, the area highlighted in blue is the site where the original Queen's Pier, the dismantled Queen's Pier, will be reassembled. And today we will be talking about a new piazza that will be situated in front of the City Hall and the City Gallery. So about the site detail. The piazza has a site area of approximately 6,850 meters square, not too big, and is covering part of the Edinburgh Place fronting City Gallery and City Hall, and the original site of Queen's Pier, as well as a northern strip of land bound by Long Wall Road. And at present, the site is a bare open area without any leisure and culture facilities, with fragmented management under different departments' purview. Purpose. This project aims to implement UDS, as I just said, and we aim to create a piazza with a holistic and thematic design, and which revitalize the Edinburgh Place and makes it more vibrant and accessible for public enjoyment. The piazza will be published in the Gazette under the Civic Centre Regulation, and it will be managed by LCSD upon completion. So I now pass it to Ms. Alice Young of LCSD to present the detailed design for members' comments.
Thank you. Thank you, Alice.
Okay, without further ado, I will go into the design. The site. As Winnie said, the site is covering Edinburgh Place, fronting City Hall Gallery and City Hall, original site of the Queen's Pier, and the northern strip of land bounded by Long Wall Road. There is level difference, varies along Long Wall Road, ranging from half a meter at the east corner to 1.5 meters at the west corner. So if people got dropped off by car at Long Wall Road, they will need to walk down a flight of steps to Edinburgh Place. So in terms of barrier-free access, it's not ideal. existing site condition, there are a number of existing trees that we need to preserve. Vehicular access. Current vehicular access to Edinburgh Place and City Hall are from Edinburgh Place here, from Long Wardle here, and also normally people are dropped off here before they get to the terminal, bus terminal here. Ground level pedestrian access can be via the pedestrian crossing at this corner at Long Wardle, and also at this corner. Okay, another existing site condition is the EVA and the PPE thoroughfare that need to be maintained. I'll show you the aerial photo, so that will give you a good idea about the site. Also, there are other site constraints. There are mainly the MTR overrun tunnel here, and also the drainage reserve, which is the yellow one. In the HIA report, there are a number of character defining elements which we have to take into consideration in the design. The hall square pier relation. The hall is City Hall, the square is the Edinburgh Place, and the pier, the former Queen's Pier. Also, the shoreline of the 1950s reclamation. The historical access generating from City Hall Old Block through the ceremonial parade stage and the former Queen's Pier. So this access. Also the ceremonial parade stage here. Architectural design. The design aimed to improve the accessibility and the connectivity to the site. Multiple access, pedestrian access, including barrier-free access, will be provided from this corner at Long Wardle here, and also at this corner. And also there will be a provisions for future footbridge that linking the site to the sidefall from here, along here. Okay, the design. The design will observe the existing setting of Edinburgh Place and also to provide quality open space with a mix of passive and active zones to attract all sorts of life to enjoy the open space. A new steel supported canopy is proposed in front of the city, in front of the car lay-by at Long Wall Road. It serves as a rain shelter for people after being dropped off at Long Wall Road. It also located at the old ceremonial access, facing the old flagpole and the stage. As such, it reinforced the access, the importance of the ceremonial access. The original shape of the flat, the stage will be reinstated. You will see, as recommended in the HIA report, a special paving along the access to highlight the importance of the ceremonial access. Okay, you can see a series of shallow reflection pools are proposed to, along here to reflect the 1950 the shoreline of the 1950s reclamations. In order to provide a tranquil space for public enjoyment in an urban setting, trees, lawn, sheltered seating, and timber boardwalk to be provided along the northern boundary of the site. Step the seating at the west corner, leveled with the pavement of Long Wall Road, provide easy access to the site. Also, amphitheaters seating provide ideal setting for casual outdoor performance. A new row of tree is proposed along the opposite side of the existing tree to create a strong access for parades and ceremonies to the open space in the middle of Edinburgh Place. At the east corner, a new pavilion serves as a termination of view along the water features. Pavilions and also the planting are recessed from the site boundary, as you can see, forming a welcoming entrance for the pedestrian along from these directions. Also, the entrance leaves room for future lift tower and staircase connected to the future footbridge to the site four. The central piazza. The open piazza in the middle will be a good location for occasional large events like for ceremonial events or for outdoor performance. Okay, I will show you some artist impressions. Now this is looking from the northwest corner. You can see the steps sitting here and also the stage I do for outdoor performance. This is looking from the northeast corner. The pavilion, the shelter seating, the lawn, then the steel supported canopy. So all these lawn, shelter seating provide opportunity for passive events and activities. Barrier-free access for people drop off from Long Ho Road. Main entrance looking from Long Ho Road. Main entrance looking from City Hall Gallery or City Hall. Night view. Leisure seatings, lawn, arbor and bench. Arbor and bench again. Night view. The east corner pavilion serves as a termination view of the series of reflection pools. Night view. The east corner pavilion. So events in future. Winnie.
Thank you, Alice. So as this project is led by a harbor unit, so I should pay more attention to the harbor planning principles. And I would like to highlight a few key principles that duly considered in our planning and design process. So about stakeholders' engagement, apart from the UDS, which has been undergoing extensive public engagement in 2007 and 8, through open and transparent and collaborative process that ensure that the design framework will meet public aspirations. And this piazza aims to implement the UDS recommendation. And apart from HC and also the Central and Western District Council, we will also consult relevant stakeholders like the cultural sectors on this proposal. In respect of sustainable development, the piazza embraces the principle of sustainable development in the planning and design process. It is designed to promote vibrancy by bringing in a diversity of activities, improve accessibility with multiple access points and barrier-free access, and revitalize the currently underutilized public space with quality design and visual varieties, soft and hard landscape features, and with sufficient shaded area and seatings, etc. And all existing trees will be preserved on the site at their original position. On integrated planning, so Edinburgh Place and the original Queen's Pier location are currently bare open area without facilities. So this project aims to enhance the area by providing a quality open space for public enjoyment round the clock with green lawn and shelter seating in a passive and in the passive zone, and design features with amphitheater, a performance area for cultural and ceremonial events, and also exhibition in the active zone. And having regard to the site location and its historical background, the piazza seeks to integrate cultural and leisure facilities and create synergy with the city hall, and to include unique design features that are compatible with the history of the site to meet social aspiration, such as the water feature to reflect the old shoreline, the canopy and feature wall to commemorate the history of the old QP, and also the emphasis of the central ceremonial access in the Edinburgh Place. On accessible harbour, the piazza will become one of the key connection points between the central hinterland and also the harbourfront area upon completion. So to enhance connectivity, there will be multiple pedestrian access in the site, a great connection to the adjacent site and also to the harbourfront. And apart from the existing at-grade crossing at the corner of the site, the proposed design will also leave room for the construction of a future footbridge that crosses the Long Wall Road and connect the piazza to the site 4 of the new Central Harbour Front. on way forward. So subject to public support and funding approval by LegCo, construction works are scheduled to commence in late 2015 for completion in early 2018. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you, team. Alice, could you just go, I think members would benefit from having a plan in front of them. Maybe go back to the second plan in your presentation, which I think is the MLP, I think you call it. Second one in your presentation. Yeah. Alice, second one in your presentation, please.
Second in my presentation?
In the ASD presentation. This one. That one.
This one.
Okay. Yep. And I think gravitate between this one and the one before, because I think there'll be some discussion. If you just go back one, I think there'll be some discussion about connectivity and interlinkages. So I think just let's move between these two slides during the discussion, if we can. Thank you. Perhaps we go on to the master layout plan first. Next one. Thank you. Members, obviously this is at a conceptual stage. It's an area which at the moment certainly requires some attention. It's very dead, it's very quiet. Opportunity, obviously, to do things for the benefit of the community. And this is what is being suggested by Winnie and team. So reactions and thoughts, please. Please.
Chairman, I just wonder why it takes over 2 years to complete this small piece of open space.
All right, let's collect the questions. Winnie, you might like to make a note of them as they come. Why 2 years to actually undertake this particular scheme? Peter?
Well, I think the objective, as stated right at the beginning, was to revitalise Edinburgh Place and to make it more vibrant. I think actually the plan is really poor. I think it looks overcrowded. More than half the area is taken up by objects of some kind. It looks to me as if it's been put together by somebody who has absolutely no feel for what they're doing, which is really placemaking in a very sensitive situation. Lawns and water have no place in making spaces vibrant, and we should have learned from this by other spaces we see in the urban area, like Statue Square and one or two other adjoining areas. Amphitheatre seating for performances and parades, ceremonial events. I mean, who are we kidding? What are these performances that are going to be there all the time? Every single time we see a plan put forward by government for waterfront areas, it's covered by these ambiguous spaces without any justification. And what you're actually doing is to try and kid us, really. You know, you're actually saying that there are harbour principles and you're meeting them, but it doesn't show on the plan at all. I've listened to all the principles, but actually what in fact you're doing is to quote principles for things like variety, sustainability and vibrancy and unique features. These are not unique features at all, actually. In fact, I can see virtually nothing in this scheme that meets the harbour principles. Not at all. You're just presenting a badly configured scheme and simply claiming it meets these principles. So I would say please go back and start again, actually.
All right, comments from a placemaking perspective. Are we creating something which really is vibrant, exciting, etc.? Vincent?
Thank you, Chairman. Well, as you know, I was actually one who had very intense participation in the protection of Queen's Pier during the days in 2007. Well, we understand that well throughout the period of public engagement for the urban design study, it was decided that Queen's Pier will be relocated to between Pier 9 and Pier 10, and yet we are still waiting for that to be implemented, and it has taken some time for that implementation, which I have actually repeatedly urged the government. So we now have a timetable that will be completed at about 2018. Now, in fact, since the removal of Queen's Pier and the reclamation, the area has become largely deserted. You know, when we hold activities, remember that we have our debating competition final in City Gallery, and that area is, well, a open space that used to be very active and vibrant, but since the waterfront has been moved north, this has been largely deserted. So I agree that, well, we should do something to reactivate the project. Now, talking about harbour planning principles, I think, well, it's a rather ambiguous case here, because this is no longer a harbourfront area. So the harbourfront, it has been a harbourfront area, right? So I think there is another dimension that we need to take into consideration for this area, is a sort of heritage conservation issue, rather than just merely making this another vibrant harbourfront place, which could possibly forget the history. Now, I think, well, this plan, well, although, well, it doesn't look very different from what we have in the original location, but this is exactly what we want, because that area, well, used to be the Edinburgh Place, and the place is, well, between Queen's Pier and City Hall. So I think now Queen's Pier being removed, and the location of that new pavilion in line with Edinburgh Place and City Hall, well, at least, well, follow the principle of conserving the access of the original spatial well, the spatial quality of the original area. So I think, well, I'm not expecting this area to be, well, highly vibrant and active, because if you want really something attractive and vibrant, go to the waterfront where we have the Ferris wheel. Well, this is, well, all in all, a sort of relaxed, leisure, quiet area. Occasionally, we can have some performance in the amphitheater, or some outdoor performance from those people within the City Hall. They can flow out and have practice or whatever. I think the spatial quality is just appropriate for the area. And Chairman, I think, well, I would agree to this design, and I'm not expecting that to be a really well, vibrant, crazy, diverse, or whatever, because it's simply a small place, and I think the recapturing of what was in the past is more important, and I see that it is successful in keeping, well, the memory, at least, of the shoreline, of the access, of the spatial proportion of the Edinburgh Place. So I would simply support the idea. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Winnie, a view that essentially what you've presented respects and reflects, if you like, the priority. The priority should be heritage and conservation. And Vincent obviously feels that the design of the layout we've seen does that. So that's, if you like, an endorsement, as I see it. Please, yeah. Andy, thank
Chairman,
you.
Chairman, this is a difficult project. May not be as difficult as Ground Zero. I just come back from New York, but I think it's difficult in the sense that now so many people have so many memory and sentimental reasons and recollections throughout the past 10-15 years before we actually commence the central reclamation projects. I think now to expect this project or this site to actually achieve something, actually to answer everyone's concern or query. I think it's not fair to the site itself, not fair to the project proponents themselves. I think now, since the context and the situation has changed, I think we have to be realistic. Realistic in the sense that now the Long Wall Road is already completed, and then I think City Hall, I think fortunately is still there. I would look at this site as only part of the overall future and final central waterfront public ramp, a waterfront public ramp, not on its own, on its own, but actually it's becoming an integral part of all the future waterfront development all around, particularly the site free development to the west, which actually in the future would actually be more, a much bigger area that actually would provide a lot more public open space and harbourfront amenity areas. And this area should certainly be integrated with that, the planning of that area. But of course, I think we at this moment we don't have any master plan for. We have certain concept in the urban design study that we have done several years ago. But I think I really hope that this would become integral part of that the whole public realm. And to the east, actually, hopefully the footbridge actually would connect this area onto the further northern part through Site 4 onto the actual waterfront. I think, to me, actually, I would really hope that this would be a open space to enhance or revitalize the City Hall. The City Hall for the past 10, 15 years becoming a little bit isolated after the relocation of the Star Ferry, after the reclamation. Actually, I really hope that the City Hall is still the most important part of this area in this central waterfront. Not only for this Edinburgh Place revitalization. I think the Edinburgh Place should be an integral part of the City Hall to make the whole thing as vibrant and as attractive as possible, in the sense that it will enhance the current cultural and community activities happening in the City Hall. So many things happening around. And hopefully, it would be designed as integral part of the City Hall. And I think whether we're going to have some sort of outdoor public events or cultural events, or I think even someone actually mentioned about all those couples going to the wedding. I think we can make it more meaningful rather than just stick to the old sentimental reasons. Whether we should put back the pier here, I think it's already gone. I think we should move forward, and I think we should actually make this place relatively small compared with the overall future waterfront to be an integral part of a very attractive, vibrant waterfront in the future. I think I would hope that the project team would not looking at this as a standalone project. I think it should be considered a whole waterfront sort of design. Thank you.
All right, a plea obviously for a holistic approach, and including that obviously is connectivity. The bridge over from over Connaught Road would be a key part of that. And obviously, Andy sees an opportunity to bring new life to City Hall as well, as part of the overall objective. Please. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I want to make my comment in Cantonese.
Please do, please.
就住嗰個地方本身都唔係一個好大嘅地方呢，事實上亦都唔能夠期望佢能夠變到啲乜嘢出嚟。而家佢做一個所謂嘅水景嗰個特色水景個features呢，其實就想做返個海濱嗰個形態。 我都冇乜特別意見嘅，但係整體嚟講，即係成個設計，我OK嘅，但係有啲嘢我覺得始終係有少少格格不入，就係成個嘅設計本身個地下都係一啲石屎結構喺大會堂都係石屎結構，點解無端端嗰度新起嗰啲呢就要做一個木嘅結構？我覺得好似唔係好配合啊，成個嘅格調呢，突然間由石屎變咗木，又有水，即係好似唔係好夾咁樣。另外一個呢就係嗰個 個艇啊，即係以前皇后碼頭嗰個艇嗰個設計咧，唔知點解我望落去就總係覺得怪怪地，涼艇唔涼艇，碼頭唔碼頭，就一塊板咁，跟住有幾碌嘢撐住，就幾肉酸嘅，我覺得都幾肉酸。尤其是中間咧，仲有三塊佢嗰啲叫做 features wall 咧，係可能展示翻當時嘅歷史。我總體嘅感覺好似好怪，去到嗰個咁地方咧，我就睇唔出有啲咩歷史嘅成分。總之成個設計咧就好唔協調啊！我就覺得咁，所以你話個地方整體嘅規劃，我覺得 OK， 但係有啲設計，我覺得值得去再調整，令到成個更加協調啲。而家睇落去就個別嘅設計咧，睇落去好似我睇到唔舒服咯，我自己覺得嚇。
Okay, a plea for more coordination in terms of the detailed design. Peter Wong, sorry, Peter.
Chair, to me, a piazza is an open space. It's too much construction here. Vibrancy is where people gather. It looks like a small park with guided tours where people come here. I don't really see a reflection pool at that size can bring any vibrancy as such, you know, to our front or harbor. I do agree we should have put in some historical value there, but an open space can bring in the memory. It doesn't really have the constructions where you have bushes, where you have all the lighting at the night, and I think it's just another a small part where we're finding elsewhere. And I don't think as I agree with Andy, you should be a part of the city hall. City hall is our memory, and I don't want that, all the trees and all things, distract out the basic of the culture of city hall by itself. It's too overcrowded, you know, and the construction doesn't bring in the vibrancy, is the way I see it, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, a view on functionality. Who we've got now? Maggie next, I think.
I listen to everybody, and of course there are such diverse opinions about this particular site. I think the worst thing could be that it ends up just not being used for anything. And whichever way we go, and most people know that I was also part of the Queen's Pier business as well, I would love to have seen it back here, but it didn't happen. Yes, reflect it. No, don't reflect it. But let's make the space attractive and usable for people now in the context in which we find ourselves. I rather think that we're maybe trying too hard, and therefore we'll just not make it somewhere that people want to come anyway. And that would seem a shame.
All right, context. Alvin Yip, thank you.
We all admit that this is a very difficult site, and for such context or reasons that we have to make certain decision and we got to prioritize, I believe. It should be very clear how the design conveys such message. I have two comments. Number one, in terms of the design, I agree partially with Peter that it has to be very clear that, for instance, first of all, appreciates the design intent of the Architectural Services Department in response to the historic shoreline and access and so on. And I think that it should be made even stronger. So the elements should be even more explicit. So if the existing trees, I wouldn't plant any other trees there because it was the sea. And then I agree that there should be different material treatment against what was the sea and what was the land before. I don't think that this is a place people come for convenience. I think the history is so strong that people come for certain reason. Because, of course, before 2007 as well, but 2007 we all share certain memory also, and the entire community. So I believe that the core function of this particular place could be education orientated. We should implement as much information as possible, and we shouldn't be so selective. I would also like to celebrate some of those efforts the civic society has made back in 2007, and it should be conveyed in this particular place. So I think some of the previous works, like the Bakjile Park in Shangwan area, I think it's quite a good example that it is in a way thematic with educational purpose. Number two, very short, about public engagement, and it relates to the first point. I saw in the statement saying that the district council will be involved, of course, but I think two particular groups are not quite well represented there. Number one, they're the ethnic minorities. The Filipino maids were there every single Sunday, dancing and so on, and they're now at the Centennial Garden, right? They were probably the most kind of frequent users. So I do think that their opinion should be taken. There should be certain engagement with those groups. And also, it mentions there the cultural sector. And I don't think that a lot of the cultural activists, I was there also, they come from institutions. So we have to find a way to engage those few people. And you know them, actually. Vincent will know them also, that it comes from a few very grassroots and community-based cultural groups, namely like the CCC Cultural Community Concern, a few professors from universities, all these young artists and so on. I just want to make sure that those two groups were not forgotten.
Thank you. All right, the need for a strong message linked to the history of the site, and I think we need some good observations on engagement, so just to make sure we pick everybody up when we do engage. Please.
Sorry. Thank you, Chairman. I was saying that for this area, such a small space, we shouldn't put too many structure or feature in it. I personally, particularly, to me, I think the connectivity to the harbor is more important. So I would like anything at the north side should be a key space so that people, once get out from City Hall, automatically get the feeling to the harbor. The person design particularly have one drawback is the footpath along Long Wall Road too narrow and create a lot of trouble if there's a lot of people. So if we keep that, once get out from Long Wall Road, all the other is open space, I think it's more for future use or more functional. For the historical feature, I think we can do a lot of marking on the floor by different design or different kind of stone or marking, or also put all the wording or put a pad all on the floor. Then you don't obstruct any space, but have a lot of memorials. So the people come and then say, ah, here the store line, here the old. Even you can indicate where they appear before and also mark on the floor, all the historical thing. Then people can still have a lot of memory. Then we can have a much more open space, and once it's open space, we got more flexibility for the use of this area. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Connectivity, particularly on the northern face of the site. Shuki first, and then Sujata, and I've got some more hands. Shuki, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I do welcome government trying to give some meaning to this open space, which could otherwise be very common. It is now turning into what I call a civic place, and hopefully it can become a destination place. Now, this space is actually very closely related to the City Hall. I do believe there are some opportunities for the City Hall management and operation to be related to this particular space, encouraging more sort of outdoor performance. In fact, other members mentioned about this particular opportunity, integrating the City Hall indoor performance with the outdoor opportunities in this area. But there are two observations I would like to make. One is yes, I agree that we need to strengthen the historical heritage in this particular space, and also we should pay attention to the interaction with the waterfront through the footbridge on the eastern end of the space so designated on the site. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Sujata?
Thank you, Chairman. You know, I was a little bit worried when the presentation was made saying it's an architectural design. This is actually should be urban design. And really, and then starting with a larger context and including the harbor front and even further inland, how this area will work within that context, I think would be very important. And if at all, you know, there's an effort to put some kind of a canopy, shelter, whatever you call it, I agree with Alvin, it's or whoever commented, it just looks strange to me. If you're putting something, you might as well put something that kind of looks like what Queen's Pier used to look like, or you don't put anything at all. And the other part is having too many elements like the others talked about, I think is again, it'll be almost like Statue Square. I agree with Peter on that. But most importantly, it's not just physical design, but also like, you know, the program of events and how things are managed fully is very important. I think just leaving it with saying LCSD is going to manage this place when you have City Hall right nearby and the harborfront and everything, it's you need to be thinking about in a holistic way. So I would like to see next time a plan that is bigger than this, which shows the overall context, and then you come down to this area. And putting any shelter there, I think it's a good way of trying to put link it to heritage, because even I was there when Queen's Pier was down. Try to make it somewhat, you know, relate to Queen's Pier if you're putting something, but not. And I also, the view, there's too many barriers to the waterfront, visual access, and I would question why you would need that. You almost need more visual access to the waterfront. And there is no F&B or anything at all there, right? So even a kiosk or something for people would be good. So trying to make more out of it, even though it's a smaller place, but keeping the design very simple and more integrated with the overall area and how it will fit in with the future plan of the harbourfront would be important, I think. Thank you.
Thank you. Please. Thank you.
I would like to ask about the future elevated walkway connection to the site, because I noticed that right now it is at the northeastern end, connecting to the timber decking area, adjoining to the pavilion above. I'm not sure whether the future intention is to facilitate the sort of pedestrian traffic along Long Wharf Road to the northern side, to the harbour side, or whether, I mean, we should consider the future connection to the City Gallery and the City Hall itself. That means if I'm going to walk, say, from the plan as indicated, from AIA Central across the footbridge, I can land on something, I mean, with shelter leading to the City Gallery and the City Hall. Or the people from City Hall can walk to the MOT area without exposed to the radar. Because right now the connection, as you indicated on the plan, seems that you have no shelter at all if you want to travel across to the elevator walkway. So I'm wondering what is the sub-planning intention for the future connection on this. Thank you.
How do we reinforce the connectivity at the eastern end of the site? Yeah. Any other comments? Winnie, you've got quite a list, I know. But I think it's been useful to range over the members' views. I mean, there's some common themes, I think. The need to take the chance to revitalise City Hall as a part of the project. I mean, that seems to be a common theme. The need to respect, obviously, the historical nature of the site, and in fact, some members think we should reinforce that. Connectivity, obviously, particularly on the eastern side of the site, has been raised by several people. And then the whole challenge, if you like, of how do you program events on the site, who's going to manage it, etc. Because the potential success, I think, of the site is very much linked to the soft side, if I may put it that way. And as someone's raised, what about food and beverage? Are we going to have a kiosk or some kiosks or something similar to support people's enjoyment of the space? Winnie, off you go. I'm not expecting you to answer everything. I don't think you can, but maybe you can pick up the main themes. Thank you.
Okay. On connectivity, first, I answer Mr. Lau's question. The future footpath will be connecting from AIA building to land on the right-hand corner of this area, yes. Yes, we'll link up to this area and then link up to Site 4. So it will be connecting from the central hinterland up to the Site 4 of New Central Harbour Front. And on management, I would like to emphasize that this is not a usual park project. It is indeed form part of the City Hall building, because it's just like the Hong Kong Cultural Center. We have a piazza outside the Cultural Center. So despite that, I said that LCSD will manage, but please note that indeed City Hall is managed by LCSD culture team. So this is not the usual the leisure team to manage, but the culture team to manage this particular piece of open space, which will form part of an extension of the City Hall, and that's why it could create synergy with the City Hall, and also a number of cultural events could be extended from cultural performance from the City Hall, and then they will be further extended to the outdoor area which we presented just now.
Just before we move off the dotted yellow line, if I may put it that way, my understanding that that's an elevated structure that would be built from the AIA building at first floor level, would come across Connaught Road. I understand,
yes.
I think there's going to be a set of steps which should come down immediately north of Connaught Road.
Yes.
And then you go on, still at elevated level.
Yes.
Onto Lung Wo Road, and again there'll be a set of steps that takes you down
to Site 4.
To Site 4, and then you go. There'll be a set of steps which you take you down before you cross Lung Wo Road. There, set of steps down from the elevated structure.
Yes.
And then you go over Lung Wo Road, and then you're into Site 4.
And connect into the Site 4 building.
And I see. Okay.
Yes.
And do we have any idea on timing? Who's
not
going
yet.
To be responsible?
Not yet.
It's shown on the town plan, though, isn't it?
Yes, on the UDS.
It's shown on the OZP as well.
But not for this project.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So, question on F&B, etc. Well, since this is a pretty small place, and as I just said, it forms part of the City Hall complex, and also to serve as an open space outside the City Gallery. So we will utilize the toilet facilities as well as the restaurants and F&B facilities inside these two buildings. So indeed, the backup slide. Indeed, there are okay, as shown on the slide, there are toilets in the City Gallery and City Hall, and there are three cafes and restaurants inside City Hall, and there are two vending machines in the low block and also inside the City Gallery, and also around-the-clock public toilets at the Star Ferry car park. So we will utilize the facilities nearby instead of building any other additional facilities inside this small site. And maybe I pass it to Alice to answer those design questions.
Okay, Chairman and members, thank you for all the comments given so far. I would like to generalize some of the comments because there are various comments. I would like to say comments regarding whether the design is a bit crowded because it's just a small piece of land. In fact, we are just providing sitting out areas, shaded areas for public enjoyment. So you will appreciate that there would be a need for pavilions and sitting out area for a piazza like that to allow workers working in the neighborhood to come around at lunchtime to sit around, and also even for the ethnic minority group, as Alvin said, for the Filipinos, they can have a sitting out area on Sunday or the day off. Now, other comments, such as whether there is a need for timber boardwalk, since the original site is concrete paved, we like to highlight that actually the tartan grit concrete pave would be maintained. This is what recommended in the Hong Kong HIA report for the reason to respect the existing setting of Adamant Place. The boardwalk itself along the water features would provide a kind of leisure feel for user as kind of passive part of the passive zones designed.
Perhaps, Chairman, because we have prepared a 3D model in the room, so would we spare like 5 minutes for members to walk around and take a look at the room model?
Sorry, I hadn't realized there was a model. Sorry. Yes.
So it's more easier for members to understand the context and also the design on the grounds from this 3D model. So if Chairman may permit, shall I invite members to take
please,
a look? And
please.
Then we'll come back if there are further questions.
Yeah, I think save your questions until we're sat back with microphones, if you would. Yeah, but let's go and have a look.
Sure, yes, Chairman, please. I've just looked at the model and find that it's not crowded, you know.
Why don't you just talk members through again very quickly about the scheme?
Okay, let's start from the top of the front. There will be a steel supported canopy. In fact, we deliberately try not to resemble the old Queen's Pier because the green from the back on the other outside.
This could be the system.
Yes, it would be a very simple design, but with tender timber padded wall along here for historical interpretation. As what Alvin said earlier, we will try to put as much information as possible for appreciation and also for education. The problem here, the axis, the important axis is here, facing the ceremonial railway station as a two platform. So this axis, as I identified in the HIA report, is very important. Now,
this is stage permanent.
This stage.
Yeah.
This is not permanent.
This is
existing. But currently it's this shape. We're going to be in the state this two way as recommended in the HIA report. Okay. Now, we can start from this corner. You can see there are, so this stair is raised to be aligned with the pavement level for easy access. Because you will appreciate that level difference from here, from this corner to this corner is 1.5 meters. So we'd like to create more accessible access for disabled. Right? So actually, if you're standing on this deck, you will appreciate the shoreline, the old shoreline, 1950s recognition, because this allow you a good vantage point. Now, this is again, if you get in, you can meander around here. The lawn, the trees, this will provide a passive environment for sitting out. In a way, also screen off the carpet along the way as well. Now, talking about engagement with City Hall, as Winnie just said, that this piazza will be a
cultural piazza will be managed by City Hall Cultural Group, not LCSM Group. So we already identified they will fully utilize this piazza, newly created one.
But what do you mean by fully utilize? We have consulted
the city hall and also the ground, so it's going to be
something. They are 18 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sipovo normally has lunchtime concert inside the city hall 5 days a week. But there would be opportunity for them to come out and do the outdoor performance. Okay, even the drama group as well. Now let's talk about the East Corner. I think the focus would be there would be a potential connection staircase and lift tower to the building along the west to the north side of the okay, so these would have a very good place, long, sitting up. So we need the sitting out area, shelter. So as what we see that it's not crowded.
All right, let's go back. Yep.
Let's take a plan.
Well, I hope the 3D model will give members a clearer picture of how it will work out in the actual context.
Is there anything, Winnie, Alice, you want to add in relation to members' previous comments?
One more question to answer about Evan's question on the why we take more than 2 years. Because actually, this is not a quick win project. This is a normal public works project that we need to bid resources and then the normal tendering process, etc. And also, we have to bear in mind that this site is just located next to the city hall, so the construction hours have to be restricted in some sense. So it's not as straightforward as the usual our works project. I hope I could answer your question.
Winnie, for my benefit, could you just comment a little more on the engagement exercise? Because as we've seen around this room, the diverse views, I can imagine there'll be diverse views within the community. How are you going to gauge community opinion, put it that way?
Well, Chairman, I could understand that members from different backgrounds may have different views on the design context, etc. But it seems to me that members are generally supportive to the enhancement of this piece of open space area. Am I correct? And certainly, I heard that members suggested how we which other groups that we would be more desirable to have more engagement and consultation, that our project team will try our best to consult and engage the public as far as possible. But inside this room, it seems to me that members or the commission is supportive to having a enhanced open space for this piece of land. But design, of course, I will leave it to the design team to see how we could incorporate members' comments and to make this place a better place.
Thank you. No, my concern is that the project could stall if you're not careful when you start to engage. So I think you just need to think about that one carefully. Members, any additional comments? Additional comments, please. Most people had one go already. Shuki, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You mentioned about the engagement. I would certainly suggest the team should include the cultural team of AFCD to deliver the soft programs, not just to sell the hardware of the space, but to sell the programs that you are intending to run in the area. Thank you.
Thank you. Peter, thank you.
Well, I think just to come back, I think this is actually an extremely important space, actually, and it really does need solid urban design thinking. And of course it needs enhancement. I think we've of course all agreed on that, otherwise we wouldn't be doing the scheme in the first place. I don't know if any landscape architect has actually been involved in this, but surely there is a way of taking some advice from experts and urban thinkers in the first place. So, you know, you're not just coming here to present something that looks like a fait accompli. I think on presentation you really should be presenting at least three options rather than just one. And I repeat again that you can't just sort of present a scheme and then say magically it meets all these different harbourfront criteria, because I don't think it actually does. I think very clearly it needs to relate to City Hall. That's paramount. And as such, the two institutional activities there, the cultural focus of City Hall and also the exhibition area, could both be things that really need to be very much thought through. I mean, in the initial presentation, you never mentioned that there'd been discussions with City Hall about what might or might not happen in the space, and presumably the same things could happen with the exhibition area too. But I mean, you know, there needs to be a very convincing argument there that they are actually going to be used pretty much every day and all the time, because you don't just want empty space sitting there for weeks on end doing absolutely nothing. And I think, you know, it really does need, at the end of the day, to be a genuine place for public gathering. If you look at all the great spaces, the great public spaces around, whether it's Barcelona or Singapore or London or wherever, they are actually people places. They're not just passive spaces with, I still say, you know, getting off of 50% taken up by, you know, rather strange water features and grassed areas. And we all know what happens to those, because if we walk around Hong Kong, we see acres of these, you know, foot-high shrubs. They fill space. They do nothing else. They don't create nice landscape. And we must have a repository for one-foot-high picket fences, which then define all these areas. You know, these are negative elements. They're not positive aspects of design, and we do need to learn from that. So I really feel, you know, that you need to be looking at this whole area again in terms of refocusing it, or coming back with two or three different options.
All right. Vincent?
Chairman, I will do the comments in Cantonese.
Sure.
Okay. 我覺得做這個 project 那個建築師其實很難做的，因為其實它不是一個大的 project。 其實很多的要求必須要有取捨， otherwise 一碟東西就會炒賣一碟。 就即係唔知似乜嘅，咁所以我覺得係即係嗰個proponent 或者建築師佢必須有一個取捨，同埋係即係睇到即係呢個地點嗰個重點係乜嘢嘢。咁我相信嗰個即係歷史係好重要，大會堂嘅延伸嘅一部分，愛丁堡廣場嘅保護，呢一個中軸線係好重要。 呢一個海岸線其實都係一個，如果我哋講緊保育嘅話，如何讓將來嘅人睇到以前嗰個海岸線，亦都係一個相當重要嘅一個設計原則。咁所以正正就係咁樣去解釋咗，點解嗰個設計係咁樣樣嘅，點解石屎地側邊又要有水又要有木。 因為當填了地方都變成石屎地的時候，我哋就會忘記咗揾唔翻，即係當日嗰個海岸線。咁所以這個我希望都建築師嗰方面都可以答到一啲即係公眾嘅疑團，即係點解係咁。好多時我哋係要讓公眾知道點解嗰個設計係咁樣做 ，rather than 係。 問100個公眾，每人話俾你聽一樣嘢，然之後你煮翻100樣嘢出嚟，喺呢個咁細嘅地方，一碟嘢真係冇人食得落嘅，到最後都係咁，所以你講緊嗰個 engagement 其實又係一個需要嘅嘢，但係嗰個又可以係 create 自己一個難題嘅。咁所以最歸根究底就係我哋自己要問自己，海濱事務委員會、海港組同埋建築署喺呢個 project。 我哋重點係想做啲乜嘢嘢先，我哋要向公眾解釋，而唔係任由社會擺布，係啦。咁我覺得即係呢樣嘢，譬如皇后碼頭嗰嚿嘢係咪一定要似皇后碼頭呢？當皇后碼頭拆咗而成嚿。 頭頭尾尾所有嘢喺海濱九號、十號碼頭已經重新砌翻出嚟嘅時候，呢嚿嘢係咪仲要似皇后碼頭，仲要做翻佢咁樣咧？即係當你唔係咁樣嘅時候，有人就話點解唔係咁樣樣？當你做翻咁樣嘅時候，有人就會話你依嚿嘢係翻版皇后碼頭，係一件假古董，都係死嘅，係啊。咁所以你即係其實 you will be criticized whatever you do 嚇。咁所以我哋其實就要清晰解釋，皇后碼頭已經完完整整在九號、十號碼頭完全重置，而依一個嘅所謂嘅涼亭，只是一個細小嘅建築物去規劃翻 define 翻愛丁堡廣場嘅空間，同埋當日嘅海岸線嘅位置，就是如此。所以佢無需要嚇、要做翻皇后碼頭，唔係要揾翻皇后碼頭啲骨頭出嚟。佢喺度砌翻一個又唔係嗰個比例嘅一個建築物，咁、我覺得呢樣嘢即係其實係委員會啊、海港組同埋即係建築署係有一個清晰嘅設計理念去向外間去解釋嚇。咁、即係如果大部分人都唔 buy 咁先至算啦、但係即係如果你話喺一個咁細嘅地方，依、這個話要食甜嗰、食辣嗰、即係要熱嗰、要凍，你一倒埋一碟呢碟嘢，唔會係一樣任何人食得落嘅嘢啦。多謝主席。
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you. Alvin, Sujata, and then, if I may.Thank you. Alvin first.
First of all, I echo a lot with what Vincent said, that charity is number one. It has to be that clear that what it is for, it is not just another public space. So given the very high symbolic value and the potential high risk of this project, I would hope that the Bureau could perhaps...look for help from one of the Department of History or Department of Cultural Studies from one of the university who could be the third party to help you to write down those histories, those information needed to be embedded and later conveyed it within this public space. So it's always risky if the government say that you're going to write the history yourself. So it's better to find a third party. And it's,To me, it's part of the engagement exercise because someone will write the timeline for you. Who should be involved and what is important?
Thank you.
I have a very quick response to Alvin. Actually, we have already conducted the HIA, which engaged
Chinese University. In fact, one of the institutes is, you mentioned is Chinese University has submitted the HIA report to AMO already.
But I think Alvin's point is you need to bring that out and emphasize it. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Sujata?
I mean, I'm going to reiterate after seeing the model, I'm not convinced that especially the shelter itself looks bizarre. And people, I think, when you take it to the community, they're going to react quite strongly, I think, especially knowing that Queen's Pier used to be there.And so really, really to rethink this, and I would agree with somebody who mentioned having, you know, 2 to 3 alternatives is a good way in the design process. And then getting, perhaps you already did that internally, and then you're showing us what you think is the best option. But maybe showing those things to begin with is actually helpful when you go out, even to meetings. And...I'm not saying that you need to make an exact replica of Queen's Pier, but you don't need to create a wall with a shelter on top for some reason. It looks strange, basically, as something to replace Queen's Pier. And I think you will hear that same sentiment maybe from the public as well. So if you have something there, it needs to in some way relate in materiality or in the way it's configured,somewhere to Queen's Pier, but not a replica of Queen's Pier. And I think that's very important. And I agree with the shoreline, but I don't agree that it needs to be exactly in that particular order. That's why maybe having a couple alternatives and then coming back is actually better. And I think it's not a very good thing to just say, I endorse this scheme now and you can go to the public. It's, I think, too short a time for in terms of, like, I know you spent 2 years and it's late, but in the design process, I think you shouldn't be in a hurry to do something now that you lost 2 years. This is going to be a very significant space. Thank you.
Andy, please.
Yeah, Chairman, a simple suggestion that I have not attempted to comment on any detailed design. I think, can we proceed with the project team to arrange some sort of design workshop after receiving all these comments today? And I think it's not easy to come up with a consolidated design proposal to answer everyone's query. But I think it would be a process, as the judge has said. I think we can just arrange further design sessions outside the meeting so that we can all contribute to come to a better scheme. Thank you.
You may want to answer that one first before we move on to other discussion. If the priorities and the purpose is acknowledged, if you like, so the boundaries of the exercise are clearly established, the importance of the relationship with City Hall, the importance of history, conservation, etc. Would a design workshop, when you, if you like, deal with detail, be helpful?
Chairman, after today's session, I will be consulting the DC later this month. So perhaps when we have collected a lot of other comments, and RTSD will work, will go back and think about how the design will be finalized. And of course, we are agreeable to any design workshop to further engage members on the different design. Or the finalized design.
SD, you happy with that?
We are very open, but I'd like to sort of go back to in response to what Winston said earlier. In fact, RTSD is committed to the HIA report, recommended in the HIA report, which is respect the existing Edinburgh Place to and also the shoreline of the 1950s reclamation. And that's why we make a decision on the design as such.
All right. Any member want to make any other comment? I think we've aired this one fairly fully, and I think there have been some good and constructive comments and suggestions. I mean, it seems to me that the drivers are clear, and everyone, I think, round the table recognises the drivers. City Hall, the importance of City Hall and the relationship with City Hall, that seems to me to be a key driver. Obviously history, respect the heritage of the site, respect and strengthen the history of the site, came through on many occasions. Program events on the piazza, you know, once you've built the piazza, clearly what happens on it will be very important going forward, and you've obviously addressed that in your discussions with City Hall, so that's I think is looks very positive. I think there's some discussion around attention to detail, about some of the detail elements of the scheme, if you like, but I would have thought that could be dealt with at a workshop and discussed at a workshop when you've collected, if you like, some more thoughts. So if members are agreeable, shall we let the team engage with District Council, maybe engage with some other groups, and then we get together and you brief us on what the views have been expressed, and we have a mini workshop, and we look at perhaps some of the detail, and which could reflect the views that we've heard today, but also views that you collect as you engage with community. Does that seem a sensible way forward? Vincent, please.
Yes, Chairman, I agree with you. I would suggest that, well, as suggested by Chairman, our member who are really want to have design input in this project, gather together to have a workshop. Because I think as a commission member, I would really like to see, well, things proceeding to be realized rather than years of discussion.
Yep.
You know, and this is something that, well, we need to put our head together and to make it work and make it realized. And I, to remind members, in fact, there, before this meeting, there has been a workshop arranged for those members who are interested in a design.
I think it's a briefing, not a workshop,
yeah.
To be fair. Winnie, the only other thing I'd make mention to you, and I think Alvin has stressed this, the clarity of the message that you convey to the community when you engage, very clear what you're trying to do, and high, you know, bring out the highly symbolic value of the site, obviously, and that's what you're trying to reflect in the design. And it, you know, all about explaining the project very clearly to the community. So I think there's a bit of work to be done on the speak note, if I may put it that way. The objectives and how you explain those objectives to community, which you didn't necessarily bring out today. I mean, this is a good dry run, if you like. Didn't necessarily bring those out as clear as I think you might want to when you go to engage with the community in the future. But thank you. Thank you all for the hard work. I think we make some good progress. Thank you.